First of all, this is a snapshot of time. It's not a snapshot of you. It's a snapshot of you and every other thing that started on the date you did at the time you did.
Oh, that's even more fascinating.
And if we were to line up 100 other people who were born on the same day you were, at the same time you were in the Northern Hemisphere, and we were to actually take a survey of when all the big stuff happened, it would have been the same years. It wouldn't have been the same big stuff. It just would have happened at the same times. And relative to their lives, it would have been as important in their lives as the events that happened to you were in yours.
Now, do I have a time twin?
Well, we all have time twins. In fact,
okay.
You know, one of the neat things, although most of us didn't keep track of it, except now we have classmates.com.
Right.
And,
you know,
and every other pop-up. Okay. Normally, well, often, let's put it that way, those of us who came from large enough school districts, there were often more than one first grade, and it was very likely that there was someone in that first grade or second grade class that you grew up with who was, in fact, exactly the same birthday as yours. In fact, you may have even joked about it at the time, never realizing that there was a lot more to it than you ever imagined. And if you actually sat down with any of those people now, let me tell you, I've had the opportunity to do that on a number of occasions. And it is mind-boggling when you start to compare notes of where the marriages occurred and where the kids occurred and where the big moves occurred, where the accidents happened. They're not the same ones, but they're of the same magnitude at each one of those points. Now, if this were all just a big crapshoot, okay, that simply would not occur.
Statistically.
Okay. And one of the reasons why, for instance, when you look at time tracks, if let's say, for instance, your listeners go and they look online and they look at Pope John Paul II, or they look at Hunter Thompson, who's up there, both of whom died recently, you'll notice that there's a significant and obvious change in the trend line right at this point. But there's also activity later down the road, say, in the case of the Pope, probably something like 6 to 8 years from now. Now, does that, you know, people say, well, how could that be because the man died? Well, no. You're looking at a snapshot of time, and everybody else that was born on May 18th, 1920 didn't die then.
Right.
Okay. But what's going to happen at the seven-year mark, what do you want to bet?
Is he'll be beatified.
Is that he may they may just hop skip over that.
Right,
they might just go right to sainthood. They did
right.
It with Mother Teresa. It sounds like that's the way they're going here. I'm actually surprised they never did that with John the 23rd, if you know. I mean, in the scheme of things. But that's, you know, but nobody asked me.
Well, I think that's interesting. And you know, I mean, then anybody else who shares my birthday would, in that case, be March 3rd, 1960.
Right.
You know, they
it's can... going to have this.
It's going to have but, is going to have that same... It's
yes,
going to have the same patterns I have.
Now let me suggest something else to you. That would be true, that they would have something that's virtually identical to this. But if we then added into the mix the day you got married, the day you started your career in radio,
right.
First time you were on the air professionally or were going to get a paycheck or whatever you would use as that entree moment, and perhaps one or two others of these, and we ran each of them and then looked at them one after the other like a time-lapse picture, you would see the same transitional points on those other what ought to be random dates. Except they're not random. They are dates that are critical in your life and probably nobody else's.